30-year-old Maureen Kademonga is a mother of one living in Avondale suburb. Today, she is lucky to have running water in her house. Nowadays, it is no longer a guaranteed commodity in many households around Harare.
Well, here we get water 3 days a week. And over the weekends, when you have the children and they're not in school and you want to be using a lot of water, we actually are cut out and we don't have water.
But the cleanliness of water is no longer assured.
Well, it's not safe for drinking. I've tried to give my child the water and everyone else in the suburb is complaining. A lot of people end up with diarrhea and most of the cases are being linked with the source of water that we are using.
Like most city dwellers, the water comes from Lake Chibero. I'm standing adjacent to Mukuisi River, one of the main tributaries of Lake Chibero, Harare's main water supply. Just adjacent to this flowing stream is a huge dump site. Human waste, empty cans carrying oil, and other industrial waste is being dumped here. Obviously, part of this waste is carried along Mukuisi River straight into Lake Chibero. It is a common sight in many parts of the city and has been going on for years. The municipal council is blaming manufacturing companies for careless disposal of chemical waste. Zimfos is one of the local companies producing fertilizer in the country. Their chief executive officer is Tendai Mashingaize. I asked him how their company dealt with its chemical refuse.
I wouldn't accept the contention that we are still polluting. Of course, the effectiveness of the measures we've been taking can be debated, although we feel that they were making actually very good progress.
But you pollute all the same?
We think that we've got the problem under control. The times when we do pollute, I think the relative scale of where we are now is very much better than what it used to be.
Even funeral parlors have been accused of mismanaging waste, which the Environment Management Agency says has found its way to the main water supplies through the sewage system. Nicholas Matsika is the director of Dove's Funeral Services.
As Dove's, we're also very much committed to address if there's any other issues. So when I go back to the office, we are actually going to make an appointment with EMA so that they can go through our systems and advise us if there's anywhere that we are not doing right. We really want to address it.
City authorities, government and production companies are engaged in marathon meetings to agree on effective and safe disposal arrangements. But Petronella Shoko of the Environmental Management Agency says the damage has already been done.
The pollution is serious. The local authorities mainly have been discharging untreated effluent, including raw sewage, into our rivers for a long time. So this pollution has really gone down the rivers. So it has affected big areas.
But engineer Christopher Jobo of the Harare City Council insists that Harare water is safe.
Yes, the Harare water is very much potable. We treat it to very, very high standards. That's the World Health Organization standards. And at all times, it meets the required standards. So I can confirm that the water is safe. We are upgrading all our sewage treatment works to such an extent that they remove all these heavy metals and all the other toxic materials.
To tackle this pollution problem, some companies will have to lower production levels and force some other companies to shut down, leading to people losing jobs. But town clerk Tendai Mahachi says compliance by culprit companies is not negotiable.
We want to try to assist you to reduce your pollution levels. It's not about the money now. In your case, it's about life.
Meanwhile, back at the house, Maureen continues to boil her water. Occasionally, she buys mineral water,
which is very expensive. So you end up buying a small bottle just reserved for the child.
But the city council is saying this water is actually safe.
I would challenge anyone from the city council who can actually come and drink this water for 3-4 days and see if they don't go down with the diarrhea.